You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening. And this morning I'm speaking to Skalk Lowe, Portfolio Manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. What's the mood at the moment, Skalk? How was your morning meeting?
Yeah, it was good. I think in general, you know, we can see looking at the, you know, towards the West that the US futures is a little bit softer, but it was extremely bullish again last night, you know, strong movements there. And, you know, yeah, for good reason. You know, when we look at the S&P, you know, 500 reportings that came out now, just to put this in perspective, 74 of the companies reported to date. You know, for the Q1 reporting, and that's pretty much about 15% of the companies done. Big companies coming out, and it's massive beats, Lindsay. I mean, when you look at you know, look at in general, you know, from an earnings point of view, you know, 88% of the companies, you know, came out, or 88% of the 74 companies, you know, came out and beat expectations on an earnings basis, and you know, close to 80% beat on a revenue basis. So, you know, this is a very good sign. Now, I know we're a bit early days. We've still got 85% of the companies that need to report. But it does seem like the stimulus and the environment that they're in is bringing out good results. And while this is happening, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, jumping up and down stating that this is the end of the world yet. I think there is still some very good upside, you know, if this is going to be the norm.
Quite a few things coming out on the Stock Exchange News Service this morning. I'll cherry pick them. There's a City Lodge Hotels renewal of cautionary announcement. Then there's Netcare coming up with a voluntary trading update for the 6 months ended 31st of March. Is that a company that you are involved in?
No, it's not one that we've bought. It's one that I'm on it, monitor. I mean, this is you know, both Netcare and Mediclinic, we know has been through a tough, you know, tough year. You know, we've had the discussion many times last year. You would think when you're in a pandemic or medical pandemic, you would think that hospitals would do well, but you know, that's not the case. Naturally, you know, these hospitals make a lot of the, you know, profits and money out of people that come for cosmetic surgery. You know, knee surgery, hip replacements, those type of things.
Sounds like
which
me.
Just did not happen. It does, but you know, that didn't happen. You know, people sort of postponed these type of treatments, and which weren't good for you know, the likes of Netcare and Mediclinic. But you know, we do see now, you know, the second half, you know, of 2020. Now the first half of 2021, they say there's a steady improvement. They definitely see a steady improvement. They felt the impact of the first and the second wave, but now things are definitely looking better. When you look at the group revenue, and remember, this is just a voluntary trading update.
Yes.
Group revenue increased, you know, is going to be in the range of 23.5% to 24.5%. So that, I think, is a very, very solid recovery. And, you know, I think for any investors that's invested in Netcare, I think it would be something that would make them, you know, sleep a lot better.
Elsewhere, the Anglo-American stable has started to release production reports. We've got Anglo-American Platinum Limited first quarter production report, and also Kumba Iron Ore Limited production and sales report for the first quarter ended 31st of March. Either of those catch your eye? The market's relatively positive. I mean, certainly with Anglo-American Platinum, it's up 1.75% on my delayed screen, and slightly higher for Kumba. Did you have a look at those ones?
Yeah, it's production report, so you don't get a lot. I mean, they will just tell you that you know, specifically when you look at something like Anglo American, they mentioned, remember Anglo American, they own a certain portion of Kumba as well, so that's yes. a sort of give you a general, you know, a good idea, because we've seen it, you know, Anglo Ashanti, similar story. But just to get back to Anglo American, they're talking about Q1 production currently is about 95% of normal capacity, which is, I think, is wonderful. I mean, if you look at the environment, we chatted about the commodities last night, you know, in general, what prices they are. This is what you want to hear. You want to hear, you know, these type of companies running as close to 100%, preferably at 120% capacity, because this is, you know, they say feed the ducks while they're quacking, and the commodity prices are quacking loud and clear.
Okay, what's loud and clear about Clicks? It says here, the strength, their results came out this morning. It's an interesting company. The strength and resilience of the group's business model has again been demonstrated in the 6 months to February 2021 as the business continued to encounter the destructive impact of COVID-19 and the related restrictions which have changed consumer shopping patterns. That's interesting. I like that one. Changed consumer shopping patterns and significantly reduced customer footfall in shopping malls. On the other hand, retail health and beauty sales increased by 7.2%. I thought a rather good set of numbers.
Yeah, I think, you know, one should remember, and let's just move our attention now to the share price, because, you know, what you've just mentioned there would make a lot of, you know, listeners think that the reaction should have been good, but it weren't. I mean, there wasn't the reaction currently in the market. You know, Clicks are down over 3% as we currently sit here.
Yeah.
And this is, I wouldn't read too much in it. This is not a negative. I mean, I think in general, they do mention that the COVID is very much, and as you mentioned, you know, less people, a lot of the Clicks shops are within these shopping centers. And if the footprint in these shopping centers are you know, reduced, then naturally they're there. But also, you know, 6 months ago, when you look at Clicks, this was one of the outliers. This was one of the companies that started a recovery way earlier than any other company on the JSE, because although then they talked about their prescription business that was down, you know, as you mentioned, you know, suddenly people were buying more cosmetic products. That did help Clicks, you know, let's call it 6 months ago. I said, you know, Sixman, I love this company. This is a quality company. I mean, they've got a fantastic balance sheet. They've done extremely well. One should just take in consideration, it is trading at a multiple or PE multiple that's north of 30 times. So this is not a cheap company by any means. And you need, you know, I always call it that the companies that's priced for perfection. I mean, when you're trading at those type of multiples, to be exact, you know, Clicks are currently trading at a historic PE multiple of over 32 times. Then you need to, you know, when you talk about, you know, playing cricket, you're hitting that ball at the sweet spot. You know, these companies need to hit the ball at the sweet spot, because if you're going to have a slight miss, investors are going to punish you a bit. So, yeah, group turnover for the 6 month or the interim results, you know, group turnover were up, you know, 7.6%. You know, when you look at the diluted headline earnings per share, that was up 9.5%. So, Not bad. But again, if you're trading at 32 times multiples, I think the market is telling you we need a bit more. But yeah, let's see. I think cautiously optimistic. This is not a company that I'm holding. And I've told you 6 months ago when we talked about it last time, it's a company I would have loved to hold. I still think it's a fantastic, you know, quality company to be holding. But I think for those who want to enter this company as myself, this is a company that I wouldn't be trying to get at lower PE multiples.
Is this one of those companies, I mean, you obviously do some informal research when you go shopping. I mean, if you're looking at your retail portfolio, for example, so you go to Pick and Pay and you go to Checkers and you say, well, I didn't like Pick and Pay, or I did like Checkers, or the other way around. And then you go to Clicks and you say, look at the way that this store is set out. Look at the number of people that are in there. Look at the products that they've got. Is that part of your process, or is that, did you just look at the numbers?
No, Lindsay, you know me well enough to know that when I drive in Johannesburg, I count cranes and I look at the names on that cranes, and when there's a lot of, you know, Wilson Bailey Home cranes, I know that Wilson Bailey Homes are, you know, their order book off, you know, full. You know, similar, we chatted about, you know, Pick and Pay yesterday, Woolworths, ShopRite, Spa, and that is something that I look in, because if you're gonna go into shops and you just don't feel nice, you know, shopping at that, you know, shopping center, you know, people like yourself are going to have a similar opinion on that. Clicks, yes. I love Clicks. I think whole strategy around Clicks, I mean, they you, in any Clicks you walk in, they'll have the pharmacy right at the back, and you need to pass all these goodies, either the sweets lane or the cosmetics lane or whatever. You're bound to win. Either go in or out, you will be grabbing stuff. So I think they've got a wonderful, wonderful product, wonderful service, and like I mentioned, I love the company. I think from a financial point of view, solid. But I think just a little bit too expensive for my liking.
Okay, yeah, on the retail experience, yeah, you go into Clicks. I go into Clicks and I say, I've got to go and buy some Myprodol for my back pain. So I go in there and I go to the pharmacy right at the back, as you quite rightly say. I go to the back, I put my head down so I don't see all the other products, and I go and go buy the Myprodol, and they put it in a little basket for you. And then as I'm walking out, I'm buying eye cream, I'm buying wine gums, I'm buying all sorts of things, a new hair dryer, that sort of thing. It's one of those shops that it just entices you into buying other stuff, and well done to them. And bad luck to me because I'm weak. Let's have a look at the spot prices now. The dollar rand is 14.26. The British pound against the rand is 19.87. The euro rand is 17.18. The euro dollar, yeah, look at that dollar. It's getting hit again. It's 120.50. British pound against the dollar, the cable, 139.40. Last night in the United States, the Dow Jones was up nearly 1% to an all-time record high. The S&P was up nearly 1% to an all-time record high. The NASDAQ was up 1.2% to an all-time record high. I mean, and so it goes on. I mean, this is unbelievable. What's happening in the Far East this morning? Well, Tokyo, after a horrible day yesterday, is up 2.4% today. Shanghai, down a quarter of a percent. Hong Kong, up a third of a percent. And the all-share in Sydney closed up 0.75%. The gold price, still bubbling just under that 1800 mark. In the last 24 hours, it's risen $15 to $17.93. The platinum price is up $28 in that same time period to $12.13. Where's palladium, please, Skulk?
Yeah, also a bit stronger. Well, fairly unchanged when we chatted last night, but stronger from yesterday morning, trading at $2,858. And just to your point on gold and more specifically the dollar, as you mentioned earlier, dollar are definitely under pressure. When we look at the dollar index currently, you know, that is flirting with that 91 number. So literally just above the 91 number, bringing us back to levels we've last seen, basically early March. This is where the dollar is trading. So clearly under pressure. If we do see this break on the 91 levels, I think we can go and test that 90 levels, and that's levels we've last seen in February. So let's watch the dollar, because I think any further weakness in dollar could be good for precious metals, more specifically good for gold.
Oil prices weaker this morning. West Texas is down nearly 0.5% to $61.07 per barrel. The Brent crude oil price is down 0.4% to $65.05. Where's Bitcoin, please?
Again, down another. Let's call it 1.5% this morning, just above the 54,000 mark. So, gradually moving further away from that $60,000 mark.
That's $10,000 weaker than the high that we saw last week. $10,000 weaker. That's a massive, massive move. This is a casino.
Yeah, I made the comments over the weekend where I said, you know, when anything pulls back with 10% or more, that is seen as a correction. As big, that's a correction in the market. You know, when Bitcoin does it, it's sort of just a bit of profit taking.
Yeah, it's just a blip.
So yeah, let's watch this bit of profit taking and see if it escalates. I think it's interesting to note, you know, where we had a scenario where usually when the dollar sort of weakened, you've seen, you know, Bitcoin react positive to that, you know, sort of being a hedge against a dollar, you know, a weaker dollar. But you can clearly see, you know, we just mentioned the dollar really being under pressure for the past few days, and Bitcoin is following it. So interesting.
The US 10-year bond yield is 1.56%, going nowhere at the moment. It's sort of 150 to 175 range at the moment. The South African 10-year bond yield is, it was 908.5 yesterday, 909.5 today. So it's also very quiet indeed. S&P futures currently are absolutely flat. Well, they're a couple of points weaker, 41.62 for the S&P. Let's have a look at some of the big movers on the JSE Securities Exchange this morning. Skulk, my screen, bear in mind, is 15 minutes delayed. It looks fairly quiet to me. What's that company, Karoo, with about 17 O's on it? That's at the top of the list, up 14%. But obviously there's a reason. It's up 11% on my screen. And Karoo is, isn't that the spin-off from Cartrack? Please tell me about that. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I know you got me there. It definitely got me there, so I can't really comment.
No, okay, in that case, we'll go to now down to the ones we can comment upon. Royal Bafokeng Platinum up nearly 2%, Impala Platinum up 1.7%, Anglo-American Platinum a 1.2% winner. On the downside, Clicks, I've got, you said 3% earlier on, my screen is delayed, of course, so I've got just under 2% weaker. Truworths down 1.7%, Cap down 1.7%, TFG, another retailer, down 1.2%, and Mr. Price, another retailer, down 1.2% as well. Retailers getting hit today, Skulk.
They're definitely under pressure. Definitely. You're 100% correct. But they had a fairly good time recently. So maybe, you know, similar to Bitcoin, it's just a bit of profit taking. Just to your point on Karoo, you are indeed 100% correct. This is the Cartrack spinoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Main listing on the Nasdaq. So yeah, that's the secondary listing.
And what I don't understand is, and I have to take management to task here. I've just looked it up myself, and it's Karoo, okay? K-A-R-O-O-O. So there's five O's after Karoo. I mean, we know the Karoo. We love the Karoo. We love the Klein Karoo, and we love the Groot Karoo. It's a beautiful part of the world, a pristine desert of sorts. Why have they put five O's after the K-A-R? I find it extraordinary. What is that?
Yeah, I think it might be that the type of scenario is that they might have just, you know, decided to choose Karoo, and then they couldn't get Karoo and say, well, just add another O, you know, and that's taken. Sorry, there's okay. Well, just add another O, make it four O's. You know, nope, sorry, still taken. I think they eventually settled on five O's. I don't know. I think you know, if the Karoo, you know, team are, you know, listening, like, you know, the PR team. Be great to maybe to give us some insight. You know, how did you get to the name?
Exactly. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to my patent lawyer and say, okay, I'm going to go to Google now. I'm going to add two noughts to Google and see if I can make some money out of that. Skulk, give us the JSE indices after 47 minutes of trading, please.
So very similar to US movement this morning. Not a lot happening. Currently, the JSE is literally 18 basis points down. Resources down 13 basis points. Industrials down 21 basis points. Financials down 23 basis points. So fairly unchanged, with the JSE currently trading at 67,000 points and 67,026 points. So literally flirting with 67,000. Let's see if it holds up.
Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. That was the opening, and Skulk will be back with me next week on Wednesday evening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.